It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, you can join in this conversation because I'm afraid I might be on my own little island, my own little butthurt island. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. Now, here's my question. When somebody sends an RSVP in the mail for, like, a wedding or an event, are you supposed to, like, say, I'm going or not going? Or
yes.
Are you just like, oh, I'll get to it if I want to get to it?
That's why they send you an RSVP.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
Okay, well, one, I already know you're calling me out. Two, for a wedding that it's delivered through the mail, yes, I think that is important.
Yeah,
for
that's weddings, what I thought you were talking about.
It's a head count. He's just talking about RSVPs in general.
Oh, no. If someone doesn't say RSVP, then you don't RSVP, right?
Right. I think also there's stipulations. Like sometimes you have to RSVP, you should RSVP others. It doesn't really matter.
RSVPing is for a formal event.
Okay, what if it's just an event somebody invites you to?
No.
Do you have to respond? You can just like, I don't care.
Yeah,
He's
don't care.
Talking about a Facebook event.
What Facebook event?
It's just a general thing, and it's not just you two that I'm upset about. I mean, Porkchop even came and I'm upset at him. But I'm wondering though, like when I invite people, it's like, do I stop inviting them? Does that mean like that they don't want to come? Like that's just like their subtle way?
Probably.
Because I don't care if you come or not. You could even just say, but I get mad when I'm trying to plan and we even politely say it once. I'm not going to do it a million times. Like, please let us know if you're coming or not because we're providing food and drinks and beverage. I'm not going to go make a buttload of food if you're not coming over for something. Now, we had a little game night this past weekend in Indy. The weather was crazy. It was super cold in Houston. We're on the air at 92.1. But in Indy, 40-mile-per-hour wind gust. It was freezing cold. I get if nobody came. We thought about canceling it, but a few people that live by still wanted to come. But the thing that burns my biscuits, Alex didn't respond if she was coming or not.
I did. I told you in real life. I said, yeah, I'm not doing anything on Saturday night. The weather's going to be terrible.
Live the Web Girl didn't respond. I didn't say you have to come. That's not what I'm butthurt about. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm butthurt, for example, Liv, that you didn't put that you were coming or not coming.
Okay, I have a couple things.
Go ahead.
First thing, in specifically with your game night, you said that you wanted to have those once a month. So I think those are free to like pop in and out of. Like this Saturday just wasn't a good Saturday because my like boyfriend had plans with his sister and stuff like that. Then my friend ended up surprising me. But here's the thing that I think. I think millennials, because of social media, the FOMO is so bad that the fear of missing out, that they can't commit to any plans because they want to be doing what looks the most fun in that literal hour. So it's hard to commit to something when it's like you don't know what else is going to be going on. So I don't think millennials are into RSVPing at all.
But see, I'm a millennial on the outer edge of it, and I love doing that.
You love RSVPing.
I love letting people know if I'm going to be somewhere or
okay.
not.
What's going to make you more butthurt? Is it going to be us immediately declining to come to the event or just not saying anything?
No, I just want to, like, here's what I guess. Well, let me answer your question, then I'll respond with a question. I just want to know if you're coming or not. And if it's like, if you don't want to come, you think it's not cool, that's fine. I mean, I am a little sad because, like, I really try to, like, instill a thing of friendship and camaraderie in and out of the studio. That's what I would like. But that wouldn't hurt me as much. I just want to know. It's like, why don't people respond?
No, but here's the thing. I went to your last game night, and so did my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and we actually had a lot of fun. So, like, I'm not saying I never want to come to another one again or never want to come to your house again, but
yeah,
here's
it's
the
unrealistic
thing.
For you to expect us to every once a month for sure be able to go.
No. I didn't say you have to come. If you can't come or don't want to come, just say can't attend.
But here's the thing. You know what?
You're going to hold it against us if we don't.
No, I won't. Here's the thing. I'm holding this because you didn't respond.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I responded the first thing that you sent it out, I would have said that, yes, I'm going. Then 2 days before that day, my boyfriend found out that his sister was day drinking all day at the Broad Ripple Bar. So we were like, oh, shoot, let's go do that because that sounds like a lot of fun. And then I would have just not shown up, but I said I was going to show up. So I think that me not responding, it's like, ooh, is she going to come? Isn't she going to come? It's kind of fun. It's like a game.
She likes us to be titillated.
This is a game that does not turn me on at all. Will, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Me and my wife, we're always putting on, you know, random events. And normally they're kind of last minute, like a week or so. And I think Alex is right. Like, millennials nowadays just don't want to commit.
That was
to
Liv.
Plans.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Liv. Sorry. Don't want to commit to plans just because, like, if they end up canceling, they just know the person would be like kind of more disappointed. So I think like by either word of mouth or them not saying like for sure if they're going to come or not is probably like the better way. And, you know, you just kind of roll with the punches.
It's
fun either way.
I also think I need to make it more of a point to post something on my Instagram that makes it clear that I'm like probably not coming to your house.
And like, Joe, the thing is like, I showed up to your game night and I didn't RSVP. And the reason is because if I RSVP'd and said I could go and then I ended up not going, I would have felt really bad because you just bought extra food and extra stuff and then, oops, I didn't go.
I told you the night before in real life, in person, that I wasn't doing anything because of the snow.
Well, let's wrap this up with this. I'm looking to another event, the Super Bowl 53 at the Peshes. You've all been invited, by the way. Shout out to the real OGs here. Shout out to Acadia and Chad and Stacy. And my wife, Lindsay's going. As of now, what, she said maybe? No, but... But the thing that gets me, I go in there and invited, and it says invited. Let's see here. Porkchop's seen the invite, done nothing. Who else? Okay, that's all. I just want to know who's coming or not.
I am not coming.
I'm not
that's
coming.
My formal RSVP.
That's my formal RSVP.
Well, I already have plans.
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't know if we're going to be working that night.
I'm not working. No way. Sorry. You're going to have to pay me some big money for me to go to the Super Bowl party.
Well, usually we're notified like a week or so before that we have to host something. So I don't know why you decided to host this party without knowing that
first. I'm already hosting an event. Sorry.
And two is if I am doing something and it's not work, then it would be with my boyfriend's friends.
Yeah, I'm doing something with my boyfriend's friends.
Okay, cool. Well, there we go. Should I take you guys in off future invites for other things?
See,
no!
He's
See that's
salty.
What he's saying. Now you're getting butt
hurt.
No.
I'm asking because like...
No, don't take me off future invites.
I don't know. I feel like you guys never want to. I don't want to bother you. Like, I don't want to. I'd rather just like leave you off so you don't feel that way.
Now you're making this awkward and you're getting like super sensitive.
No,
this is the whole point why we don't RSVP.